Good morning. How's everyone today? Praise God. Open your Bibles with me this morning to Jeremiah chapter 17. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get going. We good?
Good.
We're all mic'd and everything. I forget sometimes. Hallelujah. It's Communion Sunday. And it's not just about Communion Sunday. The Father's been speaking to my heart about inventory before, as we close this year. Amen. And if we're going to spring into something new, something old has to leave. You know, God is always doing something new, but sometimes we try to carry the old into the new, and we never get the freshness of the new because we're still living in the old. And the psalmist says in Psalms 7, verse 9, he says, "Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins." And when I was thinking about that, Galatians 6, 7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, he also reaps," right? And with this thought in mind, we're talking about sowing and reaping. We're talking about, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 5. The word of God says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, that shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to the fruit of his doings." And according to the fruit of his, give me every according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. "As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days. And at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of her sanctuary." Today for this message this morning, I want to focus your attention to verse number 10 that says, "I, the Lord, search the heart and try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." Today, the title of this morning's message is "The Searcher." The searcher. The heart, we're going to look at the heart, the head, and the hand. The heart, the head, and the hand. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration in this house today? Repeat after me. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen." Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent your word here to this house to accomplish what you sent it to do. Now, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak to me today. May the words that come out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and all is done and all is accomplished, you'll receive all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing us. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So first off, we're going to look at the searcher. "I, the Lord, search the heart That word search comes from the Hebrew word Hagar. It's H-A-G-A-R, and it means to examine, to examine. The Lord examines our hearts. So let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 16. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's word. We find Samuel is going to anoint a king to come. Okay, in 1 Samuel 16:7, the word of God says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Amen. In other words, God examines and checks our hearts. It's a heart check. Yeah. Amen. We're getting ready at the end of this service to partake of Holy Communion. And God wants us to have a heart check. Heart check. To search our hearts. Look at me in Luke chapter 16. Verse number 15. And the word of God says, "And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." Amen. In other words, not everything that looks like it's great is really great. There's a lot of things in this world that seem to be great. They seem to be what you really need, but they're not really what you need. They just look that way. You know, the adversary is very deceptive. Amen. And so when we're looking at this, God's checking the heart of his children, you know. Our hearts, we're connected to him. It's a heart connection. Amen. I don't know about you, but when God looks down at me, he doesn't see my outward man. He first sees my inner man, but I'm going to be judged for the things I do outwardly if I knew better inwardly. Amen. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. And when my heart is in the wrong place, sometimes my mouth says the wrong thing. You know, we say it a lot, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Why do I talk about words so much? Because words is what establishes and destroys. Everything that was established in the Word of God and everything that was created by the spoken word. And that shows you how much power there is in the words. And if God's word says out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks, if we're not speaking the right things, they're not coming out of our mouth, we got to get back and say, "Lord, examine my heart. Give me a heart check." Amen? Amen. And that's where we're at. We're at a heart check. We're believing God to do supernatural, mighty things. And God uses and works through men and women. Amen? And he's looking for us to bring him glory. Amen. So he says also in Proverbs 21. Proverbs 21. Verse number 2. "Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart." Amen. You know, and in other words, I could sit there and give scripture after scripture after scripture regarding the heart. You know, and how valuable our hearts are to the Lord. Amen. We just sang that song. What did we sing? "I give you what? I give you my heart." Amen. Look at Romans 8, chapter Romans 8. Verse number 27. The word of God says, "And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Amen. You know, you have the spirit of love. You have the spirit of God inside of you. You know, this is our director. This is our guide, you know. This is where, you know, the Bible says the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord. He finds delight. You know, it comes from here. It comes from your core. It comes from your heart. It comes from your center. Now, the heart he's speaking about is not the heart that produces blood in your body. He's talking about in the core of your being where the Spirit of God reigns. You know, there's a gut here. You know, have you ever got a gut feeling? Usually if you have a gut feeling, you ought to go with your gut feeling, because sometimes your mind says something else, but your gut says one thing. And if you follow that inner feeling, that inner sense that's in there, that's the Spirit of God that's speaking to you. God doesn't speak to me here. He speaks to me here. Amen? Are you hearing? You know, I thought it was interesting because he says, I, the Lord, search the hearts, I, Hagar. Then he says, I try the reins. You know, and he said, and that word try means the same word. It's to examine. And the reins is the mind. Comes from the Hebrew word kilia. We could possibly say, or when we speak bad words, they might kill you. But it's not written that kind of, that's Pastor Cordy part. But he tries the mind. So secondly, we want to look at our head. Amen? So look with me in Romans chapter 12. Familiar scriptures, we hear them all the time. Verse number 2. The Word of God says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me that every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so being many as one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. As we come in here, and what he is saying is, hey, unless the old man passes away, unless the old goes, you can't be renewed in your mind. You know? And he's telling us that, hey, we were conformed to this world. But when we became in Christ Jesus, we became transformed by the renewing of our mind. Because now we have the mind of, we have the mind of Christ, because the Spirit of Christ reigns and lives inside of you and I. Amen? So he said that, hey, he's searching our mind. You know, that's why he says that we're to change our stinking thinking. We ought to think about whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen? So our minds right along with it. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. I'm speaking this word because we're getting ready to take communion. And I have a guest that's going to, not a guest, my brother's going to share with us in that. But look with me in Philippians 3:13. Listen what the Apostle Paul says. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God and Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, we too, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Amen? In other words, it's a mind thing. So we have, he's searching our hearts. He's examining our hearts. He's examining our minds, because out of the abundance of my heart, the mouth speaks. And then with my hand, you know, whatever I put my hand to, there's production. Amen? So look at me in 1 Peter chapter 1. Again, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but the word of God, Jesus said this. He gave us this in John 1. He said, and the word became flesh. And he dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. And he is speaking about Jesus becoming flesh, God in man. But now it's God in man. You get a hold of this, you know, because the word becomes our flesh. In other words, when we get the word in us, it becomes. We become the word, and the word becomes us. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by him, without was not anything made that was made. In him was life, the life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, the darkness comprehended it not. But we're not in darkness. We're in the light of Christ Jesus. We've got the Spirit of God. Amen. And what he is saying to us is, if we get this word inside of us and not just have it on the shelf and wipe it off and blow it off on Sunday morning, get ready to take it to church, it'll never become life in you. I can encourage you to get in the word, but you have to do it. All I'm responsible for is to share the truth of God's word. And what you do with it is between you and him. Amen. And I want you to understand, whatever you have need of, whatever you're facing, whatever you're battling, whatever you're going through, every answer is right here. Jesus said, it is finished. God said, it is finished. When it was finished, it was done. Everything's been done. And now it's just about you and I getting revelation and understanding what has already been purchased for you and I. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're victorious in Christ Jesus. He says we're more than conquerors. Not just the conquerors, but more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God gives us strength. He gives us power by his word. Amen. He says his word will never return void. So every time I speak the word, there's something happening in the atmosphere. Oh, you may not see it in some people once in a while, but I assure you, every time the word goes forth, there's demons fleeing in every different direction. Amen. And say, hey, let God arise and let the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Amen. God wants you and I to recognize who we are. We're his children. We're kings and priests. We're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have God's word and we believe it and we bring it to that pass and we bring it to life. Amen. We don't serve a dead God. Amen. We serve a God that's alive and well. Amen. He's alive and well with everyone in the room. Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shoot. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 13. The word of God says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, at the unveiling of Jesus. Man, if you get revelation and get understanding, everything changes around you. Then he says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he that has called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. I didn't say it. He said it. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons, judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Not in being afraid of God. I'm not afraid of God. That speaks about having holy reverence. Amen. I honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I recognize who he is. I recognize when I say that, make that statement, I can do all things that through Christ that strengthens me. It's through him I can do it. Amen. It's through him I can do it. You know, I remember as a businessman and I had an international business and I trained salespeople. And I trained people to sell. And I would train them to know they can, to know they can, to know they can. They used to use a little train illustration, a little red train. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And turn it into a positive. I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. I know I can do all things to Christ. Amen. In other words, no matter what's in front of me, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it looks like, amen, I become these hands. Become mighty. Amen. So he's not only looking at the heart, not only looking at the head, but he's looking at what are we putting our hands to? What did Jesus say? He made it just as simple. I guess he just said about as simple as can be in Luke 9:62. He said, and no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. Got some farmers in here, do you? Don't we, huh? And I guess he's talking about a hand plow there. And if you look at a hand plow, if you take your eyes off of where you're heading or your sight, what happens to you? What happens to the plow? It goes everywhere. I remember my in-laws were trying to teach me how to plant a garden. Praise God for in-laws. Hey, and I love my in-laws. Because they produced her. And next month, it'll be a generation. I've been with her for 40 years. Praise God. Amen. She's a good woman. A lot of love, mercy, and grace. But they came to look at my garden. And my garden was just all curves. Every line was curved. And they said, didn't you set a site to walk towards? I said, no. And, of course, I was a smarty pants. And I said, well, I think you can get more plants in a curved row than you can a straight one. But let me tell you, here's the problem. Here's the problem with the curved row. When you try to till between the rows, it gets a little tricky there. Hallelujah. Amen. But he says, any of us having put in our hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. So look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse number 10. The word of God says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive of the things done in his body according to that he have done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. In other words, my sins have been forgiven. Amen. My name's been written in the Lamb's book of life. But Paul said in Romans chapter 6, he said, Shall I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. In other words, if I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus and I'm allowing old things to pass away and behold, things become new, I'm walking in newness of life. I'm changing direction, you know? And sometimes when we look at it, I was looking at that. The Lord took me to Revelation chapter 2. So go with me to Revelation. Jesus is writing to the seven churches or the church complete, okay? And I was looking at the church at Thyatira, and I believe this speaks of the church mainly worldwide. He said unto the angel of the church of Thyatira, write these things, saith the Son of God, who have eyes like unto a flame of fire and feet as are like the fine brass. He said, I know your works, of your charity and your service and your faith and your patience and your works, the last to be more than the first. He said, notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because thou sufferest the woman Jezebel, or the Jezebel spirit, which is prevalent, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. I gave her a space to repent for her fornication, and she repented not. He said, behold, I will cast her into a bed with them that have committed adultery with her, and to a great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. He said, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins, the minds, and the hearts, and I will give unto everyone according to their works. Amen? In other words, this rebellious spirit is a rebellion against God. So look at me in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and then I'll close. You know, what does the Word of God say? It says a double-minded man is unstable in all the ways. Okay? He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I was in the wrong book. Verse number 9. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. He says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate or homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were. This speaks of past tense. I'm a new man. Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus in the Spirit of our God. Amen? Amen. In other words, when I became a new creation in Christ Jesus, old things passed away. I'm not the same any longer. Amen? I'm not doing it. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I have not arrived. Your sin is not any greater than my sin. But God has come to save us and deliver us from it. God didn't say for us to stay in it. Amen. There's the power to deliver us and to set us free. And the Word of God declares that Jesus says, who the Son has made free is free indeed. Well, Pastor, that's too holy. No, it's not. No, it's not. If we have a revelation of the God we serve and recognize who He is that's in you, even when you walk in the atmospheres change when you walk in the room. In other words, I don't adjust to the atmosphere adjusts to me. You know, he says this. See, he's searching. In Luke 19:10, Jesus said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was, past tense, was lost. Amen. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us through this word today? Actually, 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse number 5. Examine yourselves. Now, listen to me. God isn't telling us to question our salvation. He said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves how Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. We don't have a reprobate mind. We have a mind that's renewed by the Spirit of God. Amen. So today, as we close the day and we gather around the altar to take communion, that's what the Lord wants to do. He wants to examine our hearts. And I asked Bill to lead us in communion today. Now, do you want to speak before you come up, or do you want us to come up? Well, that's all. Can we all come? We're going to gather around the altars to take communion today. In other words, do this for me and for yourselves.